NASA just released details about a blast of radiation that made waves through space and among astronomers. The October event was a gamma ray burst, the most powerful type of explosion in the universe. And this one could be the brightest ever observed and has already been dubbed the BOAT for brightest of all time. It was so bright that it effectively blinded most gamma ray instruments in space. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kate Alexander. She's an astronomer who took part in analyzing and recreating these images to make them visible to the human eye. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Put this into perspective for us. Just how big was this burst?
This burst was truly gigantic. In just a few minutes, just as much energy was released as the sun would put out over several billion years of shining. So this really is a truly tremendous explosion.
So what caused it? What was behind it?
So we think this kind of gamma ray burst is produced when a massive star explodes at the end of its life and the center of the star collapses to form a new black hole. As this black hole is forming, it shoots out jets of particles, streams of particles that are moving at nearly the speed of light, that then, if they're pointed right at Earth, we see as a bright flash of gamma rays, followed by light across the entire electromagnetic spectrum, from radio to visible light, all the way up to the X-ray and gamma ray band.
How long ago did this star burst?
It happened about 1.9 billion years ago in a very distant galaxy. It took that light 1.9 billion years to travel from there all the way to Earth.
And so how did you pick it up? With what instruments?
The first instrument to see it was actually an old favorite, the Voyager 1 probe that NASA launched several decades ago in interstellar space, saw the gamma ray radiation as it passed its location. And then about a day later, it arrived here on Earth, and the first satellite to report it to NASA astronomers was the Fermi Observatory, which can also see gamma ray light.
Were any of those devices damaged by this burst? It sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah, it was so bright that the detectors on the Fermi satellite were temporarily overwhelmed. They're not designed to look at anything that bright, but actually it was okay after that. Because the burst was so far away, it didn't cause any permanent lasting damage.
So we said in our introduction to you that you recreated these images to make them visible to the human eye. How did you do that?
Yeah, so there's a bit of artistry involved, but first thing we have to do is we have to collect all the data off of all these different telescopes, and then we have to convert those wavelengths into just a brightness that are and put it in a picture. So you will see these false color images that people create, but the brightness in the picture reflects how bright it appears in different kinds of light. So I did a lot of work with radio telescopes. So we took the radio light that arrived at the telescope and reconstructed it into an image. And then the brightness in the image reflects how bright it appeared in radio light. So we can see it as if we had radio eyes.
Where can we see these pictures?
There are lots of pictures available in the press release that NASA put out yesterday, which is available at nasa.gov. There's also a lot of papers that scientists have published, which are available online in scientific journals if you want the more technical viewpoint. But I'd say the nasa.gov press release is a great place to start.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Kate Alexander, an astronomer with the University of Arizona.